when you look at the section in this bill, section 10D of the Act, states that residential property damaged as a result of the use of defective concrete blocks in its construction will be exempt from the local property tax. But that is only if they meet certain conditions. And these conditions are set out in section 18 of this legislation. And it is if the property has been or is being remediated or under section 10D1A, if confirmation of eligibility in relation to the property has been issued. Under subsection 10D6, confirmation of eligibility has the meaning given to it by the regulations that gave effect to the current and flawed redress scheme, where the applicant can only have eligibility confirmed once they have admitted an application to the local authority. That includes an engineer's report confirming damage caused by mica and pyrite. Now, to spell that out to you, Minister, homeowners would be required to submit an engineer's report. That means forking out €6,000 for that engineer's report. I'm hoping, Minister, you can see that this situation doesn't make any sense, that requiring the engineer's report to qualify for the LPT exemption when the engineer's report currently costs several thousands is nonsensical. But it's not just that. But it's the time that it takes to actually complete stage one of the application process. The best guesstimate is about 6,000 properties impacted by mica in our home county of Donegal, yet there's only about a couple of hundred applications made for eligibility of the scheme. Therefore, the other 5,000 and the other hundreds on top of that would be ineligible for this LTB exemption.